Fit counseling approach to clients' needs. The client may have come in due to an urgent crisis, such as a reduction in income from employment change or job loss, poor credit, past due bills, or medical debt. A client may be panicking because their retirement savings took a spill in an economic downturn, and the counselor needs to determine how to calm the person down without giving any investment advice. There may be a life change, such as a divorce or the death of a family member, and a key role will be to help the client gain access to important resources. Or they may need help interpreting credit reports, increasing savings, or learning about public benefits, and the role is primarily educational. Clients may become clients for voluntary reasons, may be required to come as part of a court order, or may have been coerced by a family member or friend. Even for voluntary clients, it is important to acknowledge they likely had a long and painful change process just to get themselves to the action phase where they were finally ready to ask for help. These considerations come into play as a counselor determines the best counseling approach to take with a client based partly on their needs, partly on client feedback, and partly on the counselor's understanding of the client's personality type and interests. Always remember to read the room. If a client is serious, the counselor could take a serious tone too, rather than attempting to be too light. Tailoring requires listening and reading body language cues. When in doubt, ask. Remedial, preventive, and productive sessions. There are some basic categories of financial counseling sessions. Remedial counseling. A counseling approach aimed at resolving specific problems or crises and helping clients regain control over their financial situation. Preventive counseling. A proactive counseling approach focused on educating and guiding individuals to avoid future problems, rather than just addressing existing issues. A combination of both the remedial and productive counseling approaches. Productive counseling. A counseling approach that helps financially stable clients identify actionable steps to use their resources in the most productive way. Remedial counseling sessions tend to involve those with an urgent matter that the client needs to resolve, such as creditors contacting the client regularly for delinquent debts. An example of preventive counseling sessions is a client who has a reduction in income related to a change in employment and needs to keep a positive cash flow. Another example is to help clients pay for their children's college education without it being a significant hardship. An example of productive counseling is to get mortgage counseling before buying a home or deciding when to refinance. Is there a clear demarcation between each of these categories? Some examples might be clear, but many client situations could be put in more than one category. In some cases, a client may be experiencing pressure from multiple sources. They may have creditors calling at all hours, be late on car or mortgage payments, and have medical debt. The financial counselor can play a key role in ensuring that the client knows their rights and how to prioritize payments in ways that will benefit the client. A client's needs may also progress from crisis mode to preventive or productive modes as a consequence of effective counseling and a client deciding to be proactive. Financial counselors work in many different capacities, and some will have more diversity in their range of client situations than others. For example, some counselors focus solely on supporting and educating divorcing individuals, many of whom may not be in a typical remedial situation. Example, Alex is in the Army and is married with a child. Alex is new to both parenthood and the workforce but makes a sufficient income to support himself and his family. Alex does not need to resolve a crisis right now, but very much needs preventive counseling. Financial education both on how to make the most of his income and how to navigate compensation elements that are particular to the military. He may also need to know what traps to avoid, such as high-interest credit cards or short-term loans. The process for all of these types of counseling is very similar. All types, develop a trusting, positive relationship. Remedial step, clarify the nature of the crisis and break the problem down into management elements, starting with the ones that are within the client's control and that counseling can help. Provide referrals as needed. All types, help clients understand and clarify their goals and objectives. Ensure goals are smart, remedial. Goal setting may be somewhat more directive. Preventive and productive. Goals are driven by the client or are collaborative. Preventive step. Identify and assess risk of events that could hinder the achievement of goals and objectives. All types, collaborate to develop an action plan. Ensure the plan is one the client is likely to work towards and minimizes unintended consequences. Preventive and productive. Tailor the action plan to ensure it can optimize benefits and give clients time to adjust to the new normal. All types, monitor the plan against actual results and adjust after considering what is and is not working. For remedial counseling, the counselor needs to show empathy, acceptance, planning, and follow through. Despite the crisis, it is still necessary to develop a positive relationship. the client needs to understand their present financial condition and options for resolution. When considering remedial counseling, a key consideration is whether the crisis could result in a loss, example loss of home or car, or if the crisis is the result of a loss, divorce, death. A crisis could also be both the result of a loss and result in a loss. For a crisis that may result in a loss, a counselor needs to help speed up the client's change process if the situation will worsen if nothing is done. This course has so far highlighted the use of counseling skills to help effect lasting change. Some counselors with a client in crisis who is not ready to change find it useful to provide the client with a general education on the subject at hand. The intent is to help normalize the situation to some degree so the client can feel comfortable enough to get out of shock and start talking about it. The counselor may need to repeat the key points of the education later since the client may not actually remember things they are not ready to hear, but it may help jumpstart the discussion. Also, reviewing important things in multiple sessions helps clients learn better as they need to recall the information, which gets their brains working. For a crisis brought on by a loss, first determine if the loss has resulted in an immediate crisis, that is, it may also result in a loss, or if the crisis is more ambiguous. An immediate crisis may be related to needing to replace lost income. The counselor may also need to be more directive than usual. A more ambiguous loss could be a loss of meaning when retiring or from children moving out of the home. These losses are painful, but the crisis may be more internal. The client may need faster interventions for the first case and more deliberate use of counseling skills for the second. For preventive counseling, the goal is to prevent a crisis from developing while minimizing the hardships that a client must undertake to prevent the crisis. This involves a balance between preparing for necessary changes and maintaining as much of the status quo as possible. An example is helping a client with their educational savings goals for their young children. For productive counseling, the goal is to optimize the use of resources and often is used to make sure future lifestyle goals can be met. This involves maintaining a delicate balance of providing investment education, but not advice. It may involve preparing the client to get a referral to a financial planner and knowing how that process works. An example is assisting a client with their retirement goals when they have an established budget and adequate savings. Other ways to categorize client needs. A counseling approach can take many forms. It can range from simply being a good listener, using primarily counseling skills, may involve a blended approach of counseling skills and personal finance skills, or may focus mostly on personal finance skills and tools, such as budgets and personal finance teaching. The counselor could also focus mostly on helping a client help themselves or take a more directive approach. The counselor could suggest the client use various inventories and other tools. A client could be prompted to consider things hypothetically or actually live the experience, such as a pre-retirement person working to live on their retirement budget for a period.